Next one is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S, 41852. This is a 70-year-old gentleman, originally from Houston, used to work in the pharmacies in town. Patient is single, has one child, 50 years old. Patient is a has been smoking for years, does not drink alcohol, period. In the paragraph, patient has difficulty with ambulation. He's short of breath at rest, as well as with any activity, period. Patient is in need of nebulizer treatment. He's wheezing all the time, given his end-stage COPD, period. He also has a history of heart murmur, hypertension, suffers from shortness of breath, weakness, and BPH. COVID immunizations up to date, family history, coronary artery disease and cancer. Allergy none. Medications include metoprolol 50 milligram BID, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide 10, 12 and a half once a day. Tramadol 50 milligram PRN. Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day. Flexeril 10 milligram a day. Review of system. Patient is anxious. Patient is short of breath. Patient is wheezing. Patient has edema in the lower extremity, consistent with core pulmonal and pulmonary hypertension. Patient is in need of NEB treatment and nebulizer at this time, does not have a nebulizer. Patient is weak, has had generalized weakness, decreased appetite, and weight loss. Surgery, has had operations, most significant were ruptured appendix about 18 years ago, where he spent a month in the hospital, no recent surgery reported. On the past medical, also put BPH and DJD. On exam, Robert has a blood pressure of 160 over 88, pulse is 96, respirations 18, heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, coarse breath sounds, wheezes, abdomen, soft neck, no JVD skin, shows no rash, lower extremity, 1 plus edema, neurological, non-focal. Here we have a 70-year-old gentleman with shortness of breath, weakness, wheezing, smoking and tobacco abuse, who continues to smoke. Patient is approaching end-stage COPD, requires nebulizer treatment, needs a new nebulizer, also needs to have his oxygen checked, both at rest and with activity. Next number, pain related to DJD and tramadol. Next number is BPH. Next number is hypertension. Next number is core pulmonal. Next number is lower extremity edema related to end-stage COPD. Next number is weakness. Next number is shortness of breath at all times, especially with activity. Thank you.